When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at Evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I didn't think people met anybody at a car wash since like the 70s, but apparently I was wrong. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning because Jake is on the phone. Apparently that's where he met the girl that he wants to call today. He met her at a car wash. Not a lot of car wash parties in current day, but Jake, what's up? How are you?
How you doing?
Pretty good. So you met, what's her name?
Melanie.
Melanie. You met Melanie at the car wash?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I'll be honest with you. I was driving and then I saw this fundraiser car wash, and there was a lot of pretty girls out there washing their cars, and I thought,
okay,
you know,
so you were just, you saw a charity car wash and you wanted to perv out for a bit.
Wait, hold on, this isn't like a high school cheerleading squad, right? Because those are the only people I ever see doing charity
no. At least they didn't look like that. They looked, you know, overage. They looked legal.
Okay. Oh my god.
Okay.
Again,
so they looked legal,
like,
so you figured you'd pull in there and really do some detective work and figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really need a car wash, but, you know, it was like a good excuse to get in there and talk to some ladies.
Okay, well, the lady that you want us to call Melanie, she's legal or she's a cheerleader in high school?
Well, here's the thing, though. I went in there and I told them I want to get my car wash. So as I tried to talk to the few ladies that were there, they were all too busy, so no one's paying attention to me. So I went and I sat down waiting for my car to get washed, and then I met Melanie.
Now, was she washing cars or was she also getting her car washed?
No, she was waiting. She was waiting for her car as well.
Okay, so you just struck up a conversation with her.
I sat down next to her. I was kind of like bummed out on my phone. And then she's like, oh, those really nice shoes you got. So I turn around and I look at her. I was like, wow, this girl's gorgeous.
Nice.
Okay.
So I just started talking to her and we got off on a good start. We had a nice conversation and I asked her for her number. Let's have dinner.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm guessing you guys went out and had dinner?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, how was it?
I thought it was going great, but I guess I said something that she said, because the vibe just, like, completely turned around after that.
What did you ask her?
We were just talking, trying to get to know each other, and I was like, hey, so, you know, like, what do you make a year?
What?
You asked,
why would
you ask her
that?
Salary?
Dude, that's a...
Yeah, that's, like, personal. Something you don't ask anybody, really.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what she said. So the whole vibe just kind of went like, you know, like,
oh.
So wait, how far into the date when you asked that?
Half an hour, 40 minutes. But okay. We were talking about our jobs, and it just felt so kind of natural to ask, you know, what do you make a year?
Okay. Do you
well, that's never,
country?
It's never natural, and it's never okay to
no.
ask somebody
yeah.
that.
I mean, it's kind of like the unwritten thing that you don't...
You wonder, but you don't ask.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even uncomfortable sometimes for me to ask my husband how much money he makes.
Yeah, and I try to make it better by telling her how much I made. What? I was like, okay, you know mine. Well, what's yours? And Nothing. She wouldn't say anything. She was just looking at me like I was crazy.
Well, you kind of are.
I'm like, come on. It was just a question. I was nervous. I didn't know what else to talk about. I just wanted to keep the conversation going. So that was the first thing I thought.
All right. How are you going to continue that conversation? Either like a good for you or a,
well, let me
give, let me give you some tips on how to make more. Like, do you make a lot of money yourself? Like when you told her your number, is it normal? Is it impressive? Where are we at?
Now you're asking, Brooke.
I mean, we're talking about it.
Well, you know, it's decent.
Okay. All right. So it's just an okay salary. It's not like you're trying to be like, I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, come on. I drive a Nissan Versa.
Okay.
All right.
So I think that's okay then, like, because it could have come off as you being braggadocious, but like, you weren't able to recover ever?
You know, I was trying, but it, I don't know. It's just, she wasn't really taking anything I was saying. So I don't know. I mean, I really think I messed it up.
Well, how did you end things with her?
Well, I paid for dinner. Then she gave me a kiss on the cheek. I was hoping for a little bit more, but, you know, based on my behavior, I guess I got what I deserve.
it's a pretty rude question, man.
I've been calling her, trying to text her, but nothing, no text, no call, no.
Maybe she doesn't make enough and her cell phone bill got turned off. Her cell phone got turned off. You never know.
Have you had a chance to apologize to her?
No, but if you guys can help me out, I would definitely give her my best apology. Maybe I can get a second date.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
There are certain things you should never ask somebody on a first date. You probably don't want to ask about politics. You don't want to ask them if they were to suddenly go missing, would anybody look for them?
Yeah, thank you.
And you probably don't want to ask them how much money they make. And that's the problem that Jake made, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. He went out with a girl named Melanie. They met at a car wash, had dinner together, and he thinks that he screwed it all up because at a certain point, he asked her how much money she made. And from that point on, the date went downhill. She left. She did end up giving him a kiss on the cheek, but she hasn't talked to him since. All right, Jake, we're about to call her and find out if that is the reason. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Oh, my God. That was a heavy breathing.
It sounds like you're more than ready.
Okay?
It sounds like you actually finished. We haven't even got into the second date update yet.
You don't even need it.
Yeah. Are you good now, or are we going to still make the phone call?
Yeah, no. Come on.
Okay.
I mean, you sound nervous. That's how I took that.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I think that you're going to be able to apologize to her and she's going to understand. You just stick to the "you made me so nervous" part, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and finish up whatever you're doing before you start talking to her.
Oh my gosh.
That will creep her out, all right? But just put your phone on mute while we talk to her so you're not making weird noises in the background, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Melanie, please?
This is she.
Hey, Melanie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
You don't know what that is, do you?
No. What's up?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is a radio show.
Well, yeah, I figured that, but who are you? What's going on?
I'm Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
And we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Okay, well, I'll explain. A second date update is where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we recently got an email about you from a dude named Jake.
Okay.
You know Jake?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. So Jake told us about your date.
Mm-hmm.
And he also told us that you're not answering his phone calls or text messages or anything and is wondering why you're blowing him off.
Am I supposed to tell you why?
Would love it if you would. So would Jake. He actually wants
awesome.
To know the answer.
This is kind of weird, but that's fine. I'll tell you.
Okay.
This is easy.
So he told you we met at this car wash place.
Yeah, he told us all about that. He thinks the reason you're not calling him back is because he asked about how much money you made.
Oh.
He said that was the like moment everything changed. Like you went from being interested to being totally put off.
Oh, okay. I don't think it was that moment, although that was a weird one as well.
So what was it?
So Jake seemed really nice at the car wash, but he's really not my type.
How so?
Did he tell you he's originally from Spain and he just moved over here?
No.
Not too long ago?
We talked to him and I heard an accent, but we didn't ask about where he was from or anything.
Okay, so he's originally from Spain and...
That sounds pretty sexy to me.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, except he went on and on, like almost immediately from the beginning of our date, he went on and on complaining that, like, ever since he got here, that he's not been able to hook up with women, and he's so frustrated that American women are so uptight, and they should be more, I'm not kidding you, he goes into this thing, like, we need to be more free, we need to be more sexual.
Is it weird that I'm like, he kind of has a point? I don't know, like, we are kind of a prudish country.
I understand that, but this is a first date, and it's the first topic of conversation he's going to bring up, and it was in the creepiest way, like all the red flags, all of them.
I guess it's weird to complain that you've moved to a country and are having trouble getting laid.
Yeah.
When you're on a date.
Well, it's...
I mean, it's not like you're hanging out with a buddy. You're like, man, I can't hook up with a girl, but you're like, hey, you want to go out for dinner? By the way, nobody will have sex with me here. that's weird.
But it wasn't even like you just said that very casually. Okay, that's a very casual thing to say in a conversation and be mature about. But he was like smarmy gross about it.
Was it the way he was talking? Was it his body language? Could you point to one specific thing that made him schmarmy?
All of the above.
All of it.
He would go into this, like, it was almost like a pitch. Like, back in my home in Spain, women would throw themselves at the floor to me. Like, he was a king or something. It was so gross. I just can't even.
You can't, like, chalk it up to cultural differences.
I'm sure part of it is that, but like I said, there's a way to have a conversation about that without making it creepy and weird. It was weird. I wish you could have been there. I really do. I really do. Because I've been around like creepy dudes. I've never felt this uncomfortable.
Really?
It was just, you know, you just have like this feeling, this instinct. I can't really describe it. And it was just like, yeah. I shouldn't be here. I gotta go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
You probably don't want to be here either, Melanie, because Jake is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my. Okay. He's listening right now?
Unless he hung up. Jake, are you still there?
I am.
Oh. Okay.
Huh? So is it my accent?
No, Jake, I think it was the fact that you were talking about not being able to hook up with American chicks.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, it's a date. It's,
yeah, you're on a date, you know?
It's just in America, we don't talk about sleeping with other people when on a first date.
That's what I mean. I don't understand why you guys are so uptight about, you know, sex, everything, you know. In Spain, it's very natural to talk about those things, whether in a first date or your home with your mom or your grandmother. You know, it's all very free.
Oh,
your
wow.
Grandmother.
When is the last time you had sex?
I like his liberated like point of view in terms of it's natural, everyone does it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, are you hearing what she said about being uncomfortable?
You know, I gotta say, I was very surprised. I was very shocked. I mean, Spain woman, I love all that kind of talk. Melanie, my apologies. I'm a very sexual person. I'm very free when it comes to that. I was hoping maybe you'd be in the same way and not so, you know, antiquada, you know, like an antique kind of thing, you know?
Listen, I think most people are sexual beings. It's part of our human nature, but there's a respectful way to do it. And you cross those lines immediately. Like, I have no interest in seeing you. I don't even know.
Really, Melanie?
Wait, so are we kind of like lost in translation kind of thing? I mean, because if I was alone with you, I mean, I would do things to you that you can't even think of, you know? I treat you, like my princesa.
My princesa!
No. Did you hear what I just said? It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. You're not being a respectful human being.
Melanie, I think you're being a little too uptight. Maybe that glass of tequila will help you calm down a little bit and come out on a second date with me.
Okay. I mean, if you were to give him, like, some tips on how, if he got to redo it, I mean, what would you want him to do differently next time?
Be a different person?
I don't know.
It might be
kind of
tough
that.
To do.
Well, you got to free yourself up. You're like in a cell. You're obstructing yourself from liberations and freedom of sex.
What?
Whether it's with men or woman or both at the same time or multiple.
Oh,
whatever. Just get after it, huh?
Wow. I was just trying to help.
I'll be fine without you. Thanks.
Are you sure, Melanie? Would you like to go out with Jake on a second date? We will pay for it.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I didn't see that coming at all.
Melanie, I mean, fine. Look, I get it. I understand. You're not as sexually liberated as I am. You're not as sexually free as I am. But maybe you can guide me in the right direction? Or might you have some friends that are more sexually liberated than yourself?
What? Now he's going to ask to meet my friend. Guys.
Well, it's a little frustrating because no one will sleep with me here.
Come on, Melanie, can you hook him up? You have any friends that might sleep with Jake since he's having trouble?
I think I'm going to save all my friends the headache and just say no. Absolutely not.
Yeah. All right. So, Melanie, thank you for your time, Jake. I'm sorry no second date, but, you know, we do have a lot of American women who listen to this show. Is there any last-minute plea you'd like to put out to them?
Yeah, to all the beautiful women out there, a mí me gusta complacer mucho las mujeres. ¿Tú me entiendes? You know, I love to please women, and I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
Well,
with that Spanish you just dropped right there, Jake, done. I'll sleep with you.
Yeah.
It's good. We're good.
Okay, thank you. But if there's any women that are interested,
we'll send them your way, Jake. Take care, man.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.